This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And guys, we are in for a special treat tonight. I've got not only an amazing woman and mama of like a soccer team. Yes, there's that many kids. We'll get to that in a second. But she's also one of my dear, dear friends. And she's also a medium and an intuitive healer and a reader. Basically, like, okay, wait, hold on. I'm just going to tell you her name. Her name is Joanne Alfred. And Joe, can you just like tell us? So what is this? You talk to dead people, right?
I talk to dead people, P. It's really freaky, but it's cool.
I'm like going on. I'm like, you know, she's an intuitive healer. She's a reader. She's a medium. And I'm like, basic lingo here for all of that. Well, how do we sum it up? She talks to dead people.
Talk to dead people. Yeah. And I get information from those dead people when doing readings and, you know, yeah, it's wild. It's cool.
It's yeah, it is cool. And they talk to you.
They do.
So Joe, I wanted to bring you on the show. Like, we've been friends for a while. Yep. And I just think you're absolutely amazing. You know what I mean? Like, you're also a nurse.
Ditto. Yeah. Yes, I am. Yep. Yep. A baby nurse.
And okay, hold on. How many kids?
So there are 6 kids between Kelly and myself. So he brought 2, I brought 2, and we made 2.
I told you guys. So she is like one hell of a woman and mama and like, just like so many hats between, you know, nursing and then everything she does with the spiritual side of her life. Like, you just, I don't know. I bow down to you.
I bow down.
But Joe, seriously, I wanted to bring you on because like, you know, people are probably sick of me saying this or sick of hearing it, but the past few years have been absolutely bat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shite. Crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's me censoring myself, which you're probably not used to, Joe.
Good job. Yes. Not at all. I'm very nervous. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to say something wrong. Okay.
But it's been a crazy few years. And during that time, a lot of people have been tapping into their spiritual side, yeah. You know, and it's kind of been like, people have been saying that COVID has been like, it's acted like a reset, you know, it just hit, we all hit that reset button. The whole entire world at the same time we're going through this. And a lot of people that I talk to in my world, and we've had this conversation, is that they've connected with this, their spiritual side.
Yeah.
Through this whole process, something happened. People have been, you know, like they're waking up to this.
Yeah.
And they're actually taking the time to heal, which they never really did before. And maybe it was because our lives were go, 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 that we didn't have a second to stop and pause.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So when I think about like what's happened over the last 2 years, I guess. And it really is. So, you know, you think about people in relationships and, you know, some of those relationships split up. So people left their jobs. People, it's because they finally had time to sit and think about what was really going on. And you're right. So people are going, they're rushing kids here. They're rushing here. They have to go to work. They're doing this, rushing back home. So you don't actually have time to focus on what your needs are because you're constantly doing and going. So that all gets stripped away when you can't go anyplace, right? And so many of us don't like to sit on our heads, but now you're forced to sit and think and you're in your brain and you can realize, like, especially when you're spending like 24/7 with a bunch of people, 8 people in my house over that time frame, I'm telling you right now, it was like bonkers. I really wanted to rent my own place, but whatever, I digress. So, you know, you're staring at your partner, you're like, maybe this isn't really what I wanted, right? And you finally have the time to sit down and actually feel that and experience that. Whereas before, there were so many things that were excuses that we couldn't, that we didn't, excuses as to why we weren't looking at what was quote unquote wrong in our lives or not going well, let's say. So yeah, that brought all of that stuff to a screeching halt and forced us to re-examine a lot.
I was just going to say, reevaluate our lives in a sense that we were just like, okay, now we're all going through this pandemic at the same time. It wasn't a Toronto focused thing. It wasn't an Ontario thing, a Canada thing, a North American thing. It was worldwide at the same time. And it forced us to reevaluate and take a look at ourselves and our lives and what truly, you know what I mean, is important to us.
Yeah.
What maybe isn't, i.e. you said, you know, people have jobs as well, you know, and it was just kind of like, what makes me happy? What's not making me happy? Where do I want to devote my time? And what has been, you know what I mean, just like wasting my time?
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. And so, you know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of it, like I know for myself too, I've always been in touch with the spiritual side and, you know, being a Reiki practitioner, but during that time, I actually redid my Reiki courses, my level one and my level two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was just, for me, it was just like,
reconnect. You needed to reconnect. Yeah. Yeah.
And I found a lot of people needed to do that. You know what I mean? Like, Joe, you would know better than anyone else because of, you know, what you do, and your gifts, you know? So what have you found that people have been like, did you find actually an influx of people coming to you saying like, I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know what's going on. I need help. Like what?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I have been doing readings for over 20 years, I guess. And, I think it was something that I always had, but like everything, I believe it flourished in a time of, when I was in chaos. So there was a bad breakup and, you know, the intuition just kind of opened up. And, but it was in 2020 that I decided to like make it official and, you know, create a business and all the rest of that stuff. And it was interesting because absolutely, I saw an influx of people coming. It was just, and in that year, so 2020, I lost my dad. And I found so many other people had losses, as well. So it really forced people to take stock. And you're right. So what am I doing wrong? What do I need to do? Is this the relationship for me? You know, some people really just wanted to connect with the loved ones that they've lost. But I would say it spiked. It was a full-time gig and I was doing it part-time. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
It became a full-time gig and I was doing it part-time. So yeah, it was interesting. And people just wanting to know, like, what's next? How do I manage this? There were probably four or five, maybe more. I remember distinctly one woman going through, one client going through a breakup at that time. It was just, And the energy was so different. I know you remember how this felt, like the energy of the world. I remember driving somewhere and it like was desolate. There was nobody on the roads. I can't remember where I was going.
It was so eerie.
It was so bizarre, man.
Yeah.
And just that feeling of, I was like, so if, you know, this is what it feels like to be the only person in the world, what would I change about my life at this point? Right? Like, what would I change? And I was also off after my dad died. It was pretty devastating.
Yeah, of course. And,
so there was a lot of reflection for me during that time. And so even for myself, it was like, okay, what needs to be different? Because not that I wasn't happy, I had a really good life, but there were things that I was doing that I realized I wasn't doing for myself. And again, I think people recognize this within their lives. So what am I doing that's not necessarily about me? And what can I change? You know, like, I feel like people finally decided to put themselves first because you realize nothing's guaranteed, right? And it's a shame that something like COVID had to come along for us to really recognize this, because that sentiment is always there. Nothing is guaranteed. But this was serious enough to just knock people on their behinds.
Yeah, it was, honestly, I think it was an eye opener. When I say, like, it felt like we hit a reset button, I can't even tell you how many people I've talked to that was just, they were just, like you said, taking stock inventory on their lives and saying, like, you know, this is what makes me happy and I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? Yep. I'm in a job I don't like, or a relationship that is not working, and I need to, you know, make these changes for myself.
Yep.
And yep. A lot of the time, majority of the time, 99.9% of these of the time, these changes are not comfortable.
Oh my gosh. No, they're not.
They, you know what I mean? Like, they are difficult and they are uncomfortable and can be very, very painful. So that's what I want to talk about. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more. We've got Joanna Alfred, psychic medium, intuitive reader, healer, mama, nurse. Like, honestly, I don't know. What did I miss? What did amazing woman. Like, don't go anywhere, because this is the parenting show and we'll be back with more.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on AM 640 Toronto Radio. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. I've got my good friend with me, Joanna Alfred. She is an intuitive healer, a medium. She's a nurse. She's a mom. She does everything. She's just amazing. Joe, I'm really excited that I have you on here, because, like, we're good friends. Too. You know what I mean? So to do the show with you, I'm like, yay. You know,
I love it.
Girlfriend with me. So, Joe, before the break, we were talking about just the changes, you know what I mean, that the pandemic has brought into many of our lives, you know what I mean? And just that, like, that push that many of us needed, you know what I mean? Just in that spiritual sense of, like, okay, now it's time to face, like, fears, face truths, and heal yourself.
Heal yourself, claim what's yours, right? Claim what's yours. The healing piece is huge. The healing piece is massive, I think. And this is the other thing. When we have, like, stuff going on, and I talked about this earlier, busying yourself with other things. So making your life, like, totally full, that you don't need to reflect on what it is you have to do. And so when you take that away, it's very uncomfortable to sit and look at yourself. Sometimes you're just like, yeah, no, I can't do this, right? Which is why, like, we ignore. So, you know, we ignore the relationship we're in and kind of, yeah, it's great, but it's not really that great. You know, it's not that great. And you talked about, like, being comfortable and moving into a new space where nothing is guaranteed is very uncomfortable. It's why we stay where we are a lot of times, right? It's why we, job and relationship always comes up. It's why we stay where we are, because it's so hard to move on, and it's better than the devil. You know what I mean? The devil, right? You stick with the devil, you know. But is that relationship sucking the life out of you? Is the job sucking the life out of you? Is, you know, even family or friends, like, you know, you think because you've had a friend for 20 years or whatever, that's a, that you're obligated to stick in that, to stay in that friendship or that relationship. But if it's not a reciprocal thing and you are constantly feeling drained, you're constantly feeling that imbalance, you have to let
depleted, that go. Depleted of energy.
Yeah. You have to let that go. Part of that healing is, cutting off those things that don't, I always use the term, no longer serve you.
But, I always say that too.
Right.
Yeah.
So those things that are draining your energy. It's those things, much like you know, those kind of tired relationships, those are the things that are holding you back from where you really need to be, holding you back from your destiny, right? And you can tell sometimes, you can tell. So is your, I don't know, your work colleague, you know, you might get excited about something and, oh yeah, but what if, you know, okay. So when I thought about, for instance, when I thought about leaving my job to do this work full time, the psychic medium, all that stuff, people would be like, yeah, but you know, what about your pension? Or what about this? So instilling this kind of fear in you to keep you where they are, right?
Yeah. Because
a lot of times, you know, your success is not their success. Your success is they might see it as their failure. So you have to be really careful with those people. Those are the ones you don't actually want around. I want the friend like you who's like, okay, look, we're going to do this and we're going to, you know, put out a promo for this and we're going to, you know, so what else can I help you with? You want those people around you that are going to prop you up and get you to the next phase, as opposed to the ones who just kind of want to keep you in their little cave with them.
And it's easier said than done, because
yep.
If we look at it, you know what I mean? I have lost, and I'm not saying, when I say I've lost a lot of people in my life over the past few years, I don't mean that they died, just to be clear, but I mean that they are no longer in my life.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's okay, because, you know, Joe, I get this from you. You always say this: people come into our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel that those people, they were in my life for a reason, some a season, some a lifetime, you know,
yes.
And there's lessons that go along with it. So yeah, there's a lot of people that have left my life over the past few years, and I'm okay with it. It's not easy though. It's not always easy, and change is not easy. And like you said, you know, sometimes, like, you know, pre-COVID, pre-pandemic, we kept busy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Wake up. It was routine. It was clockwork, you know, wake up, get the kids ready, get them off to school. You go to work, come home, pick up kids, make dinner, send them to extracurricular activities. So we kept busy, and those are all distractions, you know, and distractions are nice and they're great. But when you have that time to sit with yourself and those truths, and sit with, like, you know, pain, because now something triggered you, something that you would just be like, oh, I was triggered, but now I'm going to go out and I'm going to distract myself. You pushed it aside.
Yeah.
Over the past few years, we didn't have that opportunity just to push things aside. Where were we going to go during lockdown? Lock ourselves in the bathroom? That's as far as you were going to go.
That was as far as you were going to go. You're absolutely right. Like, or, you know, we have a cold room downstairs. The amount of times I would, again, lock myself in a cold room. But that doesn't do you any good. You actually have to face what's coming at you, right? And again, when I think about, like, what that brought to a lot of people, there's pain in that also, because now you have to admit to yourself that this isn't the relationship that you want. And it may be a 20-year relationship that you're working through, or may not be the job that you want. Or, like I said, the friendship, there's a lot of
children. No, I'm only kidding.
You know, like I say, like, who said six would be good? Have kids, they said, have six. No one said, no one ever told me have six. Like, what?
Three and I'm dying. Okay, Joe. But it's true. God. It's true. Like, that may not be the relationship. That may not be the job. That may not be the friend you want to hang out with.
Yeah. Yeah.
That may not be the way you want to spend any extra time, you know?
Yeah.
We were forced to look at things through a different lens.
Lens.
And be like, I have this time now. What is truly important to me? What's going to make me happy? Because, you know, we went from seeing people and that we love, that we were able to hug.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We can't see these people, and we don't have, the only human contact we have are with the people that we live with. And for some people, that was no one.
Right. Or what,
you know,
about,
so we're really forced to, like,
yeah,
you know, look at everything
look at everything. Or the folks that will use travel as their escape, right? So we know, like, you use travel, you go on vacation, it's your time to reset, but you don't actually have the ability to reset. So how do you manage yourself? So taking the vacations, you can't go anywhere, right? So now what are you doing? Because a vacation is the way for you to reset yourself, to reprogram and rest. So how are you taking a vacation now, you know, to reset that? You can't. So a lot of people were like losing their ever-loving minds because that was their only escape from the monotony of their world. And I say monotony, or, you know, whatever. But it was their break from reality. But now reality is, like we said, 24/7, like, oh my gosh, you're staring at this person, you're listening to kids scream and, you know, like, scratch your skin off. It's, how are you moving through this? So for me, I found like I had to reconnect. And I feel like this is for a lot of people. So you reconnect with nature. There are six things that I think, and I feel like this is a common thing that you need to help you reconnect. One of them is nature. Another one is exercise, which I was not doing and probably need to pick up some more on right now these days. So exercise, eating clean or eating a bit healthier, managing your friendships. And we talked about that. So, you know, the people that really mean something to you, keep those people close, like the ones that you know have your back, that, you know, will listen to you no matter what they're kind of going through, or, you know, you stay in contact with those people. Those connections are very important. How many is that?
Okay, nature, exercise, eating better, the relationships, maintaining
those, like healthy relationships, friendships, whatever. Sleep's so important. So, you know, you think, oh, I can get off on, or I'll be okay. Not get off on. I'm okay with like 4 hours of sleep. You're actually not. Your body probably needs about eight.
I'm talking about Joe. What do you- I don't know what you're saying.
And like pot calling kettle, honest to God, because I'll go to bed at like four something, maybe two, I don't know, and get up at eight. And it's not healthy, but that's the only way. When you think about it, this is when your body rejuvenates and heals itself. So if you're not sleeping, your body just keeps going and going and going. So it doesn't have that sleep pattern.
Recharge.
To
plug in.
Absolutely. Plug in. Five, what else? So the meditation stuff, reconnecting with whatever you deem spiritual. So if it's Buddha, if it's God, if it's meditation, if it's, you know, Allah, whatever it is, you're reconnecting with that spirit, with spirit.
And I'm glad you said that, because I think a lot of the times when we talk about spirituality, people are like, oh gosh, here we go. You know what I mean? Like, now they're going to feed me God knows what. That's not the case. Spirituality, like, is everything. It's taking a walk in nature, just like observing the environment around you, taking a minute just to breathe, to reflect on, you know, maybe a situation or stopping to actually think, you know what I mean? Like, these are my thoughts. Let's stop and actually think and reflect on these. Maybe it is through prayer. Maybe it is through meditation. Maybe it is taking that time for self-care. You know what I mean? So I wanted to make that clear, that spirituality isn't always tied to religion, isn't always tied to, you know what I mean? Like, okay, that means like tarot card readings or whatever.
Right.
Spirituality is, can mean so many different things to so many different people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And bottom line is, now I think is the best time to, I guess, take note and work on ourselves so we can heal ourselves.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people, we don't do that. You know, you're not going to want to go anywhere. We're talking all about spiritual healing with Joanne Alfred, psychic, medium, intuitive healer, mama. and much more. This is The Parenting Show right here on AM 640 Toronto Radio.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on AM 640 Toronto Radio. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Joanna Alfred is my guest on the show tonight. Girlfriend of mine, Jo, I'm excited. We always have great conversations. You are an intuitive healer. You're a reader. You're a medium. Some say psychic.
Yeah.
Some say mom. Some, you know, maybe like your six kids. Nurse. Like you do it all. And so we're just talking about like, you know, spiritual healing and how you. Something about the last 2 years have triggered something in a lot of people to take note and reevaluate their lives.
Right.
And turn to spirituality to help, you know what I mean? Like heal and really just look at things and look at what serves and what there's purpose, you know, what has purpose for them and what doesn't. And to let go of the stuff that doesn't, and to welcome in and embrace everything that does.
Right.
One thing, Joe, and I, you know what I mean? Like, it's still a question that I often ask myself, and I'm like, am I doing this right? When people talk about healing, I know.
Yeah.
when people talk about heal, you have to heal yourself. You got to heal yourself. You got to heal those triggers, heal that pain that you've suppressed for so long. Maybe it's from childhood or past relationships or whatever it may be. Right.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
wait a second.
Okay, so I'm supposed to heal, but how the F do I heal? Like, you know, so for me, it was like, okay, well, I go for therapy. I have a therapist and I'll journal and do gratitude and I'll do myself Reiki and I'll go for meditation.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if I'm doing it right. Like, is there a set way to do it? Like, you laugh at me, Joe.
No, seriously, I laugh. It's like that is the common sentiment. I don't know if I'm doing it right. And you know what? You're absolutely right, because what does it actually mean? I think if we're looking for external sources to heal us, there's you go to the dentist because you have a cavity, they fill the cavity, you're healed. You go to the physician because you have shingles, and you get antivirals, you're healed, right? However, you can go to a therapist, but it's not necessarily healed. It's an ongoing process. And I think it's important to remember that it's ongoing process. There's not going to be any quick fix for healing yourself. Yes, my goal is to help you get there. I think it's really hard. It's challenging to help people when they're expecting the healing to come from the outside source, right? Yeah. Or an outside source. So, you know, it's interesting. We talk about, there are many things. So you said journaling, meditation, such a tough question, Peanut, but it makes so much sense. You know, there's this shadow work. It's looking at the inner you, those aspects of you that are really hard to deal with. It's sitting with that. It's acknowledging those sides of yourself. Healing is, you know, understanding that, okay, you're not going to be perfect. So there are things about yourself that you have to release. It's, it just hit me. Healing is surrendering, Pete. Healing is surrendering. Healing is surrendering. Healing is like, you know, that feeling of so many people think, oh, I'm broken. You're not actually broken. There are pieces of you now that don't belong to you. So those pieces you need to release, just like friendships and everything else. And as soon as you say to yourself, or the more you can say to yourself, you know what, this happened today, but that's okay. So I had an incident with Noah leaving school today, and it hurt my soul.
That's one of your younger
ones. He's my youngest. Yeah. And he's very spirited. and he was, we did not have a good morning. And he left, and my brain went to like, I'm a horrible mother. I shouldn't have said this. I shouldn't have done this. But in that moment too, I had to step back and say, you know what? Like, and this is really hard. I did what I could. So then you sit back and you think about that interaction. How could I have made it different? And then the goal is to try and switch that up the next interaction.
So, okay. So it's surrendering.
Yep.
But at the same time, being kinder to ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I'm healed.
We're all healed. Everybody listening.
No, I wish. I wish it was that easy, but it does. It takes a lot of work. And
it's constant, right?
Like, you know, for those of you guys listening at home, I wish that you could hear some of the conversations I have with Joe, like our phone conversations where I'm just like,
pretty deep.
Okay, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of sitting in this garbage. I'm sick of feeling like this. I'm sick of the heaviness around me. Like, I need a break. Okay, can we just stop? And I need a break. When is this going to end? And Joe's like, patience, Pina.
And I'm like, you're gonna go there again.
No patience.
Oh my God.
Fix it now.
So you make a good point, because people are like, well, I'm over it. I just want it to shift. I'm like, but, and it will shift, but you also have to shift with it. You can't stay in one spot, right? And everything else is moving away from you. You also have to move with that shift. So you're kind of blocking yourself by saying, okay.
I thought you were going to say you also have to move with that something else that begins with an S.
Well,
and with the T, and I'm like, yeah, that's right.
I often tell people, like, you know what, you have to sit in that muck for a little bit, and then you can, you know, you sit there, you don't live there, right? Okay, it was a slight day, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to just sit here for a second. It's okay to wallow, but then, you know what, the next day, you're going to move through that.
Yeah.
And can I just say too, like, it's not everybody's going to heal unless they're ready. So, you know, your spirit actually wants it. Yes. You have to need that change or want that change as well.
I think that's really, really important to put out there, is that you need to want it. You need to feel it. You need to be ready for it. And there's nothing wrong if you're not there yet.
Yep.
There will come a time when you will be there. And I'm also glad that we spoke about that. It is about surrendering and being kinder to yourself, that it doesn't necessarily mean that I need to go, oh my gosh, I don't have the funds to go to a therapist, therefore I'll never be healed. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the only route to take. It could be a combination of things. And it's basically taking the time, you know, just to reevaluate everything in your life. What serves a purpose in my life? What doesn't? We're talking with Joanne Alford on the show today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. It's all about spiritual healing. We're going to do this together, guys, right here on The Parenting Show.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on AM 640 Toronto Radio. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and we're talking about spiritual healing on the show with my good friend, Joanna Alfred. She is an intuitive healer, a psychic, medium, mama, nurse, like everything. She does it all. She does it all. And Joe, before the break, we were talking about like what is he, like, how do we heal? You know, everyone talks about, oh, you got to heal. You know what I mean? So you can move forward. But for many people, it's just like, okay, well, I got to heal, but how do I do that? You know? And you were talking about it. Basically, it's, we came to the conclusion that it's two things. It's surrendering.
Yep.
And it's being kinder to ourselves.
Being kinder to yourself.
It doesn't necessarily mean, for some people, that means going to see a therapist.
Yeah.
For some people, it may mean journaling or self-care or meditation. And then off the air just now, we were talking about that there's a lot of people out there that maybe don't believe in therapists, or, you know, they're like, well, that's not my way of doing it. Or even they hear the word healing and they're just like, no, that's not for me. And they may not realize that they actually do things to heal,
In
their own way.
Yep.
So you were using someone in your life as an example when we were off the air.
So my husband he would connect with nature. So he will light a joint, he'll smoke, and he'll go for a walk. So we have an awesome ravine in the back. And I mean, there's deer, like the wildlife back there is ridiculous. So he'll, you know, light a joint, he'll go for a walk. There's a stream down there and it is so peaceful. It is so like, it is meditative. So for him, that's what, you know, that's his therapy, going out there and, you know, connecting with nature, as we spoke about before, that's his therapy. And it gives him time to think and reflect on stuff. And it's the having the ability to think and reflect and just trying to figure out, okay, what needs to change? It really is about forgiving yourself for what you think you've done or what you haven't done. It is releasing others from what you think has happened. It is surrendering. It is allowing yourself to feel pain when you do have pain. It is acknowledging, like I said, those bits of yourself from before, because you might hear, oh, you know, as a child, you're such a bad girl, or you're so rude, or you're so this. So those words stick with you, right? And you actually become, you embody those terms, you embody those words. So it's that when we talk about shadow work, it's looking at those parts of yourselves that people have told you are not correct. And, you know, speaking to those parts of yourselves, well, recognizing, well, I wasn't a bad person. The behavior may have been, you know, wrong, or I wasn't rude. It was, you know what I mean? So it's
The situation or whatever it may be.
Yeah. And this, I mean, it's not a one time you're going to talk to me and you feel good. You're going to talk to me and you'll feel lighter. People have said that they have some more calm, but there's still that other side that you have to acknowledge for yourself. So, you know, it's sit those- down.
Yeah, it's those truths like within us.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, they need to surface. And sometimes it's by having a conversation with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those people in our lives that you said, you know what I mean? You need to nurture those relationships, those friendships, keep those people close to you. It's having conversations with them. And that is healing in itself. We do it all the time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like you'll talk to me about stuff. I'll talk to you about stuff. And, and that is a huge help, you know, and actually talking about truths, truths come to mind, then destiny comes to mind.
Yeah.
We launched eclipse season yesterday.
Yes. Yep.
And so with, we've got, that was a partial solar eclipse, and we've got a lunar eclipse coming up in a few weeks.
Yes.
So Joe, you've got something special that you're doing, right? With
readings. Yes.
So tell us more, like, because if people want, they're like, you know what? I really need to talk to Joe, and you do need to talk to Joe because she's amazing. What do you have going on for eclipse season?
So I'm doing a promo on 30-minute readings, and basically we're talking about your truth and your destiny and what you can do to move closer to those things. And that's really it.
Yeah, you know what? I know it's plain and simple, but it's like, it's sometimes what we need. You know what I mean? Just a little bit of guidance.
Yep. Absolutely.
A little bit of guidance. And I love that you do these. You always switch up your promos. You've got things happening, like all different things happening depending what time of year it is. Like we're now in Taurus season. That means we just
did Aries. Did something for Aries season. We did something in February. Did something
around love.
Season. Yeah. And finding your true love. So Aries was about new beginnings. So that was pretty cool. And this one is truth and destiny.
Amazing. So if people want to find you, maybe give you a follow or find out more about the special promo that you've got for eclipse season, where can they find you?
So it's really simple. Joanne Alfred, that's on Instagram @_JoanneAlfred. And then my website, joannealfred.com. And then you can email me at info@joannealfred.com. It's not hard at all.
No, it's really, really easy. So again, Instagram is Jo_JoAnn_Alfred, Alfred. So go give her a follow on Instagram, and then you can connect to her website there and find out how you can book online for that special promo. And then, Joe, you also have a podcast?
I do have a podcast. It's called Your Intuitive Heart Podcast. It's on Spotify. It is, yeah, you can find me there. And we talk about this stuff. I think I'm going to have you on.
Let's do it. Conversation continues on with her podcast. So definitely check out the podcast, give her a follow, go book on her website. Joe, thank you so much for joining me on the show tonight. Like, you're amazing. I love you.
I love you.
And you're just awesome. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is it for us. I wish you guys all an amazing Sunday night. And honestly, I really hope that the conversation tonight sparked something inside of you to be like, you know what? Yeah, now's the time. I've got to do something. I've got to make some changes. They're scary. They're hard. It's not easy, but they're so worth it.
And it's never too late, Pete. It's never too late to make those changes.
Never. That is it. Have a wonderful night. This is the Parenting Show right here on AM 640 Toronto Radio. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.